Breakfast with Martin Fester.
We're talking about bullying this morning. You know, that video also just went viral in the last week or so. That Australian kid, I think he's Australian. I mean, that just blew up. And then all the fake news and all the theories and conspiracy theories and what. But the main point of it is still stands. Bullying is something that's definitely getting worse in schools. I mean, we spoke to Lishan a couple of moments ago. She brought her daughter Zoe in. It got so bad they actually moved schools. Much better now. Our next guest on the show is Kids Life Studio certified coach Monique Engelbrecht. Hi, Monique.
Morning, Martin.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Is it an ever-growing problem?
Yes, it is. Bullying is getting worse, and it's, you know, more than 3 million children are bullied every year in South Africa.
Alone. South Africa.
Yes.
What kind of cases do you hear about? Because as Lishan said just now, it's not just the emotional abuse. It's not just the calling of the words and the breaking down of the characters and all that. It's also physical sometimes.
Yeah. There's different forms of abuse. And also the biggest one is also cyberbullying.
Huge.
That is huge at the moment. Yeah. So the clients that I have worked with before, they've been in situations like this where they were emotionally broken down, also physically bullied. Yes, and that typical picked on at school, pushing, shoving in the line, stealing their money, stealing their lunch boxes, stealing their toys and items. These are the things that they are faced with at school. And when I deal with these clients, we focus on 5 tools and 7 key ingredients to build on their resilience, their positive mental well-being.
So they can deal with it.
So that they can deal with it.
Just to step back quickly, why do kids bully? I know it's an unfair question with the time we have, but it's normally born from their own insecurities and possibly a bit of a hangover from their situation at home.
100%. Any sign or any bad behavior is a sign of an unmet need. So that bully, that child is trying to communicate this need, but they lack the skills and they don't know how. So they look for this power and this control, because actually they're busy feeling the opposite. And 9 out of 10 times the bully is being bullied. So it's a learned behavior.
Thanks for your comments coming in this morning. You're very welcome. With any questions for Monique this morning, a Kids Life Studio certified coach specializing in kids abuse, kids bullying. Interesting stories coming through.
Hi, Jacaranda FM. I'm in grade 3. I'm 8 years old and I have a very big bully in my school. She also bullies all my friends, but sometimes it's not the bully's fault. It's the bully's parents' fault that don't take action. Have a nice day and shout out to all those people that are being bullied. We should all stand up together.
Shame, man. How cute is
that?
And already so much knowledge there, hey?
Yes.
Taking it back to the parents. Why do parents not do anything about it? If you know your child's a bully.
Yeah, if you... I don't know. Sometimes they don't know their child's a bully. Sometimes they blind themselves to this. They don't want to face that reality.
Not my child.
No. And I understand that as a parent, you want to wrap your child up in cotton wool, layers and layers of cotton wool, and protect them and everything. But sometimes parents don't do this. They don't show that support, and sometimes parents do, and sometimes a bit too much. Children also need to sometimes face their own battles so that they can build that resilience, because bullying's not going to go away.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't get better with age, unfortunately. But like that little girl said, we should all stand together. So if at school you are seeing someone's being bullied, you don't necessarily have to walk up to that person and say, stop bullying them or stop this. Offer them to come and play with you. Just simply remove them out of the situation. Just show them that they're not alone, because then the bully's going to walk away. They're going to lose their interest. They're going to see them
as... kid being bullied.
Yes.
Go to them, say, come.
Come and play with us. Get out of the situation, because the bully's going to get bored, because they're going to see, oh, hang on, I can't fulfill my need by this child. Because now there's someone else. They're a bit stronger.
Strength in numbers.
Yes.
Keep your comments coming, 084 850 0942. We're talking about bullying.
Morning, Martin and team. I always told my son that he is not allowed to start a fight, but he is allowed to finish it. And he often got bullied due to his size. He was quite a big boy. So, needless to say, he did finish a couple of fights. And after that, anybody who was being bullied, he would step in and say, "This is my friend. Bully him again and you'll see what happens." And they never got bullied again. And I think it's a question of the parents teaching the child to stand up for themselves and stand up for other people.
Now, isn't that a huge debate at the moment? You know, where we're at in the world. Encouraging your child to get involved physically.
Yeah.
It's got the desired results.
No. We don't want to encourage that behavior. What we do want to encourage is to coach the child to come up with positive solutions of how can we get out of this painful situation? How can we move forward? Let's not be stuck in the victim thinking mode. Because when a child holds on to a feeling of injustice, they're going to feel like a victim, then they're going to act like the victim.
It repeats itself.
Exactly. So we don't want to encourage that behavior. And yes, we empathize with them. Parents should be there to support, and there should be a neutral third party, such as a coach, that can assist a child to show them you're not alone. You can talk to someone.
But as a parent, though, aren't you tempted to get involved with the child on the child's level?
Oh, yes.
Can I call the kid over and say, listen, you do that again?
It's natural.
You're
going to
deal
instinct.
With me. In this case, you like said to a son, get involved. See someone being bullied?
Yes.
Part of it.
Yeah.
But you're saying that's perpetuating.
Exactly that. Children, we're always teaching our children, and sometimes we use our words. So that they're always watching us, watching what we do, what we say. So you don't want to learn that behavior, but rather show them that there's a way to find a positive solution. So role model some scenarios with your child, for
all
instance.
Right. Well, listen, coming up, we're going to touch on that. What is the right way to get involved as a parent? What do you do? How do you handle it? I mean, our previous guests, Lishan and her daughter Zoe, moved schools. It's drastic. It's a drastic measure, but it worked for them. Jeez, who's got the energy and the time and possibly the money and all that for all of that? She's now in a private school, going much better for her. What are the answers here? It gets so bad that some kids want to end their lives over it. It is ridiculous, but that's how it affects them.
Yes, it's one of the major causes of mental illness. And one in six South Africans actually suffer from mental illnesses such as depression, anxiety, substance abuse, and this is something that can stem from ongoing bullying. So that's why it's so important to enable and empower a child to build on their resilience so that they can strengthen their own mental well-being.
As a parent, that is probably the best that you can do them. Equip them.
Exactly. Give them those practical skills and tools to handle life.
What age is the most common for bullying? Would you say?
It varies. I would say the most common is perhaps here from age 10 and up.
Okay.
That's usually when they hit grade 4, they start changing classes, there's new subjects, they're starting to figure out their identity closer to teenage years. So between 10 and 13, it's quite common.
Image comes into the picture, pride, image.
That's it.
All that kind of stuff. Friends, alliances. Ronaldo's on the line from Kempton Park. Ronaldo, hi, morning.
Hi, morning, Martin. How are you?
Good and you, man?
No, I'm good, thanks, mate.
Your kid was bullied, right?
Yes, my daughter. And actually, to get back to it, I feel that it was the same school as the previous listener that called, because that's exactly what happened to our child as well. Grade 1, she started getting bullied. We were lucky to pick it up quick enough and move her as well. We moved her to another school and then it stopped.
It's just bizarre, though, that people just keep moving their children out of schools, and then the bully stays behind, and then bullies other children. It's a drastic measure, but, I mean, you've got to do what you've got to do, right?
No, yes, certainly we've got to do what we've got to do, mate.
And how did you handle it? Did you speak to those kids' parents, teachers?
Well, we approached the school, we approached the head of the department, and it turned out they told us, but you know, in grade 1, they just cutterer.
It's so bizarre, and I would find it so interesting if it were the same school as our guests from earlier. Mm. That would be totally bizarre. And everything is fine now? Your kid's happy? Your daughter's happy?
Yeah, no, grades improved, everything. She's very happy where she are now. Yes.
And it affects their entire lives and being. Grades, self-image, confidence.
All the areas everything. In their lifestyle, yeah.
Everything. Ronaldo, thanks for your chat. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
for
thanks so much.
Thanks, man.
Enjoy that. Bye.
Cheers. Okay. Mm-hmm. The obvious question is, how do you handle this? Mm-hmm. Now, already we've run out of time. But I definitely want to ask Monique to leave us with some takeaways. Two things. How does you, as a kid, as a child, how do you handle it? And what is the best practice for parents? Is it really to move school?
It's not all parents have the time, the money, and the resources to do that. So the number one thing that I can say is, or a take home, would be make sure that your child has someone to talk to. Whether it's you as their parents, there's a friend, an aunt, a coach, someone, but they need to be able to turn to someone where they feel safe and they know that they can speak about this, not bottle anything up. Mm-hmm. Secondly, build on your child's strengths. Constantly remind them of their talents, their uniqueness, and keep on building on this. And I always refer to it as polishing your child's armor of confidence, because that confidence, I often do it as a shield of confidence.
Yeah.
That is what they can carry with them throughout the various battles. So we coach children to empower themselves in any situation and curveball that life so might important. Throw at them.
So important. And for kids, obviously, it's important to understand and to believe that you are being bullied not because of your shortcomings.
Exactly.
But more than likely because of the bully's shortcomings and insecurities and own life experiences.
Behave in a way that you wish to be treated. So show your assertiveness, your body language. Show that you're confident, even if you don't feel so confident in that moment.
It's not you.
No.
And you've got to tell someone, I promise you, it will be better. It can be made better. You can make it go away. If you tell someone, if you don't tell someone, it's not the right way to do it, to handle it. You've got to talk to a friend, a parent, a teacher. And if they don't believe you, you keep talking to people until there's someone who believes you. It's probably the best advice for kids. We've run out of time. Any other questions? You could keep it coming. You could ask Monique, as always, as we do with our guests, maybe to hang around for a couple of minutes, answer some questions on Facebook. Thanks for popping in.
Thanks.
Much appreciated. Keep your stories coming. Bullying, something you can relate to.
You're listening to Martin Bester. Martin Bester. Driving you to work every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Every weekday. Good morning. Breakfast with Martin Bester.